In a world full of quote-unquote civilized people, two individuals have risen from the rubble with a mission to offend every single one of them. Hello, I'm Keen Kupal.
Hi, I'm Yuka Valdita.
And we are happy to offend. This show is not for the faint at heart. Sex, alcohol, debauchery, you name it, we got it. If you're suffering from ropeness, get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out. Now on with the show.
And welcome back to We Apologize in Advance. And yes, this is episode 4. Putang ina, we made it to episode 4. Yeah!
Finally!
Motherfuckers! Suck our dicks! Suck our dicks, motherfuckers! Shot! Shot, motherfuckers! Shot!
Shot, bitches! Shot! Take a shot, y'all!
So, guys, how have you been? You know, as you can see, look at Mika. She has curly hair. Mika's bulbul hair. Nice hair though. I like the hair, Mika. I personally like it. Legit.
I love bulbul hair.
How about bulbul? Do you like bulbul?
What is bulbul? What kind of bulbul? We'll never know.
So again, this is We Apologize in Advance. We are on Spotify for podcast listeners, and we are on YouTube and Facebook for the people who want to watch us. So, how was your week, Mika?
I kind of forgot what happened this week, but I don't know, it was a great week. It was a fun week.
You forgot? Fuck you, man. We saw each other and we went to Route 196. You forgot about that. I'm offended.
I didn't forget about that. That was fun. Like, imagine going through having your last beer, the last gig. My first time to see you perform at Root, though.
Oh, no.
So that was great.
Oh, no.
Yeah. First and last. So that was good.
So, guys, tangina, I don't. You fucking subscribe to Keen Trinity on YouTube because I do vlogs there.
Don't.
Subscribe to that shit.
He does vlogs.
Me and Meek.
Try
and
to
Meek
subscribe.
Yeah, me and Mika vlogged my last gig in Route when they were closed. So yeah, it was an emotional video. So try not to cry.
You were about to cry though. You cried.
I wasn't. Cried. Fuck you. I wasn't.
You cried. You watched it again and you cried. You're a pussy, man. You're a damn pussy. That's for sure.
So, we are back and we apologize in advance, and we are going to talk about the dumb shit on the internet, especially the motherfuckers who are too woke for shit these days. All right, first segment, woke folk.
That's offensive.
So, this segment in WoFolk, we talk about Phoebe Bridgers. So, who is
a bitch?
Phoebe?
A bitch.
Yep, a bitch.
She's a bitch. Sorry, had to say it. She's a bitch.
In Mika's perspective, she's a bitch. So you guys might be wondering who Phoebe Bridgers is. So, there's this woman in I think America, because she looks American to me. She basically said that Eric Clapton makes extremely mediocre music. Ooh, edgy. Fucking edgy. Edgy girl. Yeah. So, let's talk about Phoebe Bridgers, alright? So, Phoebe Bridgers is this artist.
Artist bitch. She's a bitch.
So Phoebe Bridgers is an artist in white country. I don't know if she's
white
British.
Country.
I don't know if she's British or American, but so she's in white country.
Gago. White Country, was that it? White Country.
And she made an album, and one of her songs in her album, which is titled, it's titled Moon Song. It's titled Moon Song. She fucking quoted Tears in Heaven by the famous, the god Eric Clapton.
Eric Clapton.
This is the lyric from that song, which is titled Moon Song. Okay. So, and I quote, she said, "We hate tears in heaven, but it's sad that his baby died." So yeah,
that's what she said.
And
so that was it.
Yeah, in an interview, she says that she isn't a fan of Eric Clapton, but she likes Tears in Heaven because, again, it's sad that his baby died. It's the dead baby song, sabi niya. That's what she said, not me.
Yeah.
So why does she not like Eric Clapton? Here. So Eric Clapton said this in the 70s, kasi. Because she says that Eric Clapton was a racist. Eric Clapton basically, yeah. This is kind of a mouthful, but I'll read it. "Do we have any foreigners in the audience tonight? If so, please put up your hands. So, where are you? Well, wherever you are, I think you should all just leave. Not just leave the hall, leave our country. I don't want you here, in the room or in my country. Listen to me, man. I think we should send them all back. Stop Britain from becoming a black colony. Get the foreigners out. Get the wogs out. Get the coons out. Keep Britain white. The black wogs and coons and Arabs and fucking Jamaicans don't belong here. We don't want them here. This is England. This is a white country. We don't want you, any black wogs and coons living here. We need to make clear to them that they are not welcome. England is for white people, man. This is Great Britain, a white country. What is happening to us? For fuck's sakes, throw the wogs out. Keep Britain white." That came from Eric Clapton's mouth.
Putang ina.
Okay, this is kind of fucked up, to be honest, man. Eric Clapton said that. Yeah, it's very fucked up.
Yeah.
But let's give Eric Clapton the benefit of the doubt. He said this in the 70s. All right. So
girl, it was like, what's that yung song ni John Lennon, Plastic Ono Band?
I don't want to say that. You say it.
Why would I say it? Why don't you say it?
All right. So John Lennon has this song titled "Women Are the N-Words of the World." Oof. Oof.
So what is the song about? Tell us about it.
So the song is about John Lennon talking about women are treated like the black people in the world. So basically, women are the black people in the world, which just in a way makes sense, because women are mistreated like black people. Women are misrepresented like black people. And yeah, so the song makes sense, but yeah, the title won't work these days.
Yeah, it's gonna be like, it's gonna trigger everyone.
Yeah, so title. Let's go back to Eric Clapton. All right.
Yeah.
What I said was Eric Clapton's statement. He said that, not me, not anyone else. He said that in the 70s. And because of that statement, Phoebe Bridgers is not a fan of him. So Phoebe Bridgers said that Eric Clapton is extremely mediocre. He makes extremely mediocre music, and he is also a famous racist. So in my eyes...
Do you agree with her though?
No, fuck you. Putang ina mo. The racist
That's thing, good, man.
The racist thing, I kind of, I believe it in a sense because he said that. But, again, with the benefit of a doubt, Eric Clapton said that during the 70s, all right? What was Eric Clapton in the 70s? Oh, yeah, right. He was a fucking drug addict, struggling with addiction and substance abuse. So, his mind was not in the right place. And, yeah. So,
yeah. It's impossible. He was like, he was saying shit that he didn't know what to say or, like, explain.
For what it's worth, all right, from the article, Eric Clapton said that he later apologized for his comments and blamed this in his excessive drinking and drug use at the time, all right? His rant helped spark the political and cultural movement Rock Against Racism, all right? So, I'm not saying Eric Clapton is a Malinis, from what you said.
Malinis. Cornio, bitch.
Fuck you, all right? Fuck you. Pero... Yeah, it's bad. It's bad what he said, all right? It's bad. Let's not make any excuses. It's bad, all right? Let's treat everybody equal, all right?
Yeah.
Let's go back to Phoebe Bridges, all right? She says that Eric Clapton makes mediocre music. All right. All right. That's her opinion. Let's not... Everybody has their own opinion on shit. All right, so, sige.
Yeah.
Eric Clapton makes shit music for
Let's
her.
Let's give her that.
Yeah, yeah. Pero she added that Eric Clapton was a racist. Does that sound familiar?
That kind of sentence, does that sound familiar, Mika?
Kind of. Maybe. I don't know. Could be. You tell me.
It sounds like every motherfucker on Twitter who wants to cancel everyone.
That is true.
Right?
It's like everyone these days wants to cancel everyone.
Exactly.
Like, the littlest thing you do, and then you get canceled for it. Your own opinion, you get canceled for it. That's changed.
Yeah. An opinion that was said years ago. Fucking years ago, when you were fucking reckless and shit, right?
Yeah.
She sounds like one of those motherfuckers who wants to cancel Maya's experience. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm a big fan of Maya's experience, by the way. So, paano nyo to the people who want to cancel Maya's experience? Anyway.
Y'all, you guys suck my dick.
Yeah, suck our dicks, motherfucker.
So, big dick.
So yeah, she is one of those woke folk. I love how she saved her statement.
Woke folk bitches.
I love how she saved her statement, all right? She says that Eric Clapton makes mediocre music, and then she also says that, but also he's a famous racist. So yeah, everything he does is shit, all right? Putangina, appear, putangina. Claps for her, kasi... He's a racist. Yeah, he's a racist.
Good job, bitch.
Good job, motherfucker. So, if you're quote-unquote not for the norms of society, then everything you make is shit, basically. Anyway.
You guys are shit if you guys do that shit.
Anyway, so, Mika, do you think Eric Clapton makes mediocre music?
I strongly believe that he does not.
Why though?
Dude, Tara, fucking sobrang dami yung shit. I mean, him as a solo artist, fucking, what do you call this? Cream, fucking Derek and the fucking Diamonds, the Big Mac, the Yardbirds, and so much more. Dude, those are all like fucking great ass fucking music that you could listen to, and like they're all not fucking that, like what she thinks it is. I mean, you know where I'm coming from, right?
Exactly. I'm a fan of Eric Clapton.
You know what he's like. Yeah, his art, like how he makes his music, his lyrics, and all that. You can see talaga na parang na bitch. It's not like as this fucking, it's not the same as this fucking Phoebe bitch na parang, bitch, you make this fucking, this kind of music, like, shut up, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fuck you.
So, me
like,
and Mika.
You know, does it make sense? But like, Taina, I thought fucking, gigil ako, gusto ko magsipak. Yeah, you get my point, you get my point, you know my point.
Yeah, so me and Mika tried to listen to her music and
sadly, we tried to listen. We tried, but I did not last more than a minute or less. 30 seconds. Like 30 seconds, that was it. Everything else, I was just like, Lance, fucking you fucking bitch, you wasted my time. Put her in a bowl.
I mean, man, her music is like a mix of Taylor Swift and I don't know.
Birdie.
Yeah,
Birdie,
Taylor
Birdie.
Swift and Birdie, or any.
Yeah, so like sad any, shit.
Any quote obscure music these days.
Yeah.
She makes music. She makes music for people who listen to music that isn't famous. If you get me. She makes music for music elitists. Music elitists who don't make music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Personally, I don't like her music. It sounds like shit, alright?
I honestly do not as well. Like, parang, bitch, I will fight you.
Yeah.
Fight pero, Eric Clapton, I fight you.
Pero that's her music. We can't shit on her music.
Yeah.
Pero,
yeah, that's true. It's like, respect
putang
as
ina.
An artist.
Putang ina niya.
Yeah, putang ina, parentra.
Dude, Eric Clapton paved the way for lots of musical artists these days, alright? Even her, probably even all of her idols, this Georgia girl. Oh, Phoebe pala, sorry. Georgia. Ang puta. Sorry.
Phoebe. Georgia Smith, my bitch.
Even music that Phoebe listens to are all fucking inspired by Eric Clapton in a way or another. I didn't do research for this, but come on. That's fucking Eric Clapton. Fuck you. Can't you just fucking respect someone who did something for the music industry? Yeah. All of you motherfuckers in the cancel shit on Twitter need to stop, alright? You're ruining the fun for everyone. Putangina nyo. Like
honestly, dude, that's true. Because like, parang everyone cancels everything for everyone. The parang, you know, like parang, I don't know how to explain, but I told you about this. Pero parang, like, just let fucking people enjoy things in life. Don't ruin it for them.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, putangina, sige. This person that you know listens to music or an artist that is quote-unquote problematic in your perspective, can't you just leave them be? Can't you not be a bitch about it? Putang ina nyo.
Well, everyone has like something to say talaga all the fucking time. So, you can't do anything about that. I mean,
yeah.
Whatever you do, whatever you say, they can't do anything about it. Or like, parang talking enough for them. No, let me say what I want to say. Like, I'm a fucking woke ass bitch.
This generation.
Let me say it. Leave me be. It is very fucked in the ass, bruh.
Imagine if there were more artists like Phoebe Bridgers. Imagine how fucked up this generation will be because of people like her. Can't y'all just have a good time, drink a beer, and just listen to fucking music? Alright, cancel me.
Enjoy it.
Cancel us.
Fucking shit.
Cancel, we apologize in advance. Because why? We fucking listen to Led Zeppelin, alright? So, putang ina. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Page did this. Like, she molested... She molested a lot of minor women.
Teenagers.
That is fucking bad.
Yeah.
I condone that shit.
Yeah.
But yet again, he makes fucking good music.
Yeah. So like, you shouldn't like, parang what do you call this? Parang music and then personal life and all that. You shouldn't like combine them into one. So parang, I mean, parang alam mo yun, like parang ito yung art niya eh, tapos ito yung personal life niya. Parang kinombine mo into one. So parang,
yeah, exactly.
You are being such a close-ass minded bitch.
Yeah.
Kasi parang, you love the music, but at the same time, oh, ganito siyang tao. So parang, the fuck, bro. Diba?
Exactly.
So mo.
In my perspective, listening to problematic artists' music is kind of like eating meat. Alright, so, meat is fucking murder, alright? It's literally murder. You kill the animals. But, with yeah. that, you get a good-ass steak. I'm willing to pay the price to get a good-ass steak with violence. Alright? I'm not willing to go vegan because you motherfuckers think that it's violence. Alright, that shit is violence, alright? Alright? But, I want a good-ass steak, a good-ass burger, a good-ass adobo, a good-ass fried
flakes.
Egg. Yeah.
Puta na.
Can't y'all just be fucking... Can't y'all just stop being bitches for once and let people enjoy shit?
Yeah. Honestly, yeah. Like, people have to realize that shit. Because everyone's canceling each other for enjoying shit in life. Like, leave them be, you fucking ass bitch. I'm gonna fight you.
So...
Diba? Sirp manapak eh, putang ina.
Lesson of the story is let other people be. Okay?
Yeah, leave them be.
Again, going back to Jimmy Page. Jimmy Page is a shit human being, alright? Let's agree on that, Mika. I mean,
he is. Yeah.
He is
yeah.
a shit human being. But Led Zeppelin won, and let's probably say all the
yeah.
whole Led Zeppelin discography is fucking gold.
But like you gotta really like separate the shit, like their personal life from their like music. Kasi iba talaga eh, dude. Diba? Kasi what's the connection of it, diba?
They're like the people who hate Jollibee and don't eat at Jollibee. I'm like, yeah, all right.
You.
You don't eat a Jollibee. It's your loss.
No, that was when I was younger. Pero Jollibee's good shit. So parang gets ko like parang Jollibee man.
Is it about Jollibee's? People are hating on Jollibee because of the endo shit. And they're like boycotting Jollibee by not eating at Jollibee. And I'm like, okay, pare, your loss, not mine. Yeah, don't eat there. Pero,
no, lang kayo. Ito kayo, no.
Pero your shit...
Para kayo gagawin. I'm still eat there.
So, like, their shit is barely making a dent on Jollibee's profits.
Mm.
You get me? And the other people there are even eating at
Lost
Jollibee
na
talaga.
Lost na man.
The other people who are shitting on Jollibee,
yeah,
Jollibee. Are still eating on at Jollibee secretly.
That is very true.
So
like they diss on them, pero they still eat there.
It's funny how they think the world should be fair when it's not. For years and years.
Yeah, it's not.
Shit, the world will never be fair. All right, the world will never.
Never,
be fair.
For sure. Yeah, that's for sure.
Keep this in your mind. The world will never be fair. All right. So stop
never,
being a bitch.
Never, ever, ever.
Stop being a bitch
just
and
do
enjoy
what you
life.
Fucking want.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
Shit on Eric Clapton, alright. Alright, shit on Eric Clapton. Alright, pero we will shit on you. And other people who
true.
Don't think like you. Because people like you are fucking multiplying, alright? People like Phoebe Bridgers are fucking multiplying
yeah,
like crazy.
Like...
Para kayo, they're like fucking ipis. Para silang mga ipis, gago, padami na padami.
Hindi. Gago man, hindi ipis. Parang COVID gago.
Tangina.
Let's like focus on the now.
Every time I go on Twitter, I see a lot of people like her. It's fucking making me crazy, alright? Putang ina.
Just don't let it get to you, bruh.
But it gets to me sometimes, you know, right? Because I hate how people are...
Yeah.
A lot of people are bitches these days. Utana, there's a lot of people who are
just like
bitches
you,
these days.
Like...
Yeah, in a way, I'm kind of like a bitch, pero... Not like them.
You're
next level bitches.
Bitch. You can't do anything about it.
Yesterday, I sent a tweet. I sent a thread to Mika about this motherfucking music. About this music that is quote unquote inappropriate and are problematic.
Tang ina. I don't know this. What is this?
Gago ka, di mo tinignan, ang puta. It's basically a thread about lots of music that are problematic, though. And...
Dude, I don't know what this is.
The shit that struck me was Gwen Stefani. Two songs of...
Oh, yeah.
Some songs of Gwen Stefani and You Are Not Alone by Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson, you bitch! Romance.
You're Not Alone is about impregnating a girl that is underage and trying to be with her to the tough times and shit. All right, that's kind of fucked up, but come on.
Wait, I don't know what this is.
Yeah, tanga mo, di mo tinig din.
Dude, yeah, Kiko wala. I don't think you did.
I did. So R. Kelly.
Okay, but anyway, carry on with it. Yeah.
From what I can remember, R. Kelly wrote it down. Don't quote me on this. It's about.
You just did that, though. You just did that. You got the hiccups.
Yeah, I'm getting hiccups. Fuck. Wait lang, sorry.
There you go, drink water. So he's getting the hiccups. So I don't know what to say, but y'all should just stream his shit. Stream his shit, guys. Stream his shit. Fucking Stiga, Keep and Drama. Fuck Drama. But like, stream that shit. Those are all good shit. Stiga.
So anyway.
Carry on.
You're Not Alone is about impregnating a... underage girl,
oh, yeah.
And being with her, something like that. I forgot, pero parang ganun. Tas it was written by R. Kelly. Daw. I can't remember, pero yun daw. Sige, it's kind of problematic. Pero in my perspective, you are not alone.
Alone.
I am here with you.
I am here with you.
Though you fall
away,
I am here to
stay.
You are not alone.
We're not alone.
You're not alone. All right, so, zige, it's problematic, but it's singable and it's memorable.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
In my perspective,
it's a very catchy song.
If I can sing along with it, I'll fucking sing along with it. All right.
Yeah. Why not? Yeah.
Problematic. Let's be honest. It's kind of problematic. I hate this word, problematic. A lot of people on Twitter have been using it. It's kind of overused now that it's like, you people are bitches already. All right. Sige. Let's. Tapos na tayo sa You're Not Alone. And next is some Gwen Stefani shit. Gwen Stefani made this fucking music, these music videos na may kasamang minorities. Like, alright, like Mexicans and Asians, alright? Gwen Stefani is doing Mexican shit and Asian shit. And it's problematic for the person that tweeted that shit because a white person doing shit that other cultures do is problematic these days, right?
Yeah, it's true.
So, putang ina. Pilipino ako.
Putang ina.
Dude, Pilipino ako. That means I can dress up like a fucking American. Di ako pwede magsalita parang Americano. I shouldn't be even using the English language kasi I'm a Filipino.
Parang, yeah, disrespectful for them, ganun. Whatever. Is,
whatever. Sobrang disrespectful para sa mga Americano. Fuck! I even have the Beatles here. That's fucking cultural inappropriation.
Abbey Road, bitches.
Because that is a British thing, not a Filipino thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have Kiss here. That's fucking an American thing. That's a white people thing. And at Captain America because that's a white people thing. And I'm Filipino. Maya naman ako. Get? Do you get me about this?
I wouldn't understand.
Do you get me about this cultural inappropriation thing? It's fucking stupid, alright? Mm-hmm. It's fucking stupid. Putang ina. It's fucking stupid. Fucking stupid, alright?
Very stupid.
Any race can wear and say anything from other
whatever
races.
Yeah.
Just don't say anything derogatory, alright?
Mm-hmm.
And you motherfuckers who complain about it should stop being bitches.
Don't be a bitch.
Or, alright, don't stop being bitches because we wouldn't have content without you guys.
Yeah, we guys kind of like need y'all, so like, just keep it coming.
Yeah, just keep it coming. Just don't stop being idiots, all right? Because we wouldn't have content without you guys.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
no,
so that's
we need y'all.
So that's the first segment. Putaina, this was a long segment, I think.
I think so.
Yeah, our segments woke folk will always be long, because me and Mika.
Spread legacy, Kiani. No, just you, not me.
Fuck you, because
I wanna spread.
Because me and Mika are annoyed at people on Twitter these days.
That's why I stayed out of Twitter, man.
Gago, lumayo tayo kay Phoebe Bridgers. So, end of the story. Phoebe Bridgers is just being one of those woke motherfuckers.
Bitch.
Yeah, she's
she's
that. So, we will get back to you, and we will play original local music from local artists.
Okay, so episode 4, this is by John Stephen Bodlett, With You. The song is entitled With You.
Alright, so we don't care what kind of quality you make or
just share us your shit, man.
Just show
we wanna
promote that shit for you.
You wanna share your shit, man. Promote
that.
Yeah,
support local, pal. Support local.
Oh, tayo na, pare. Local, gago. Local shit.
Yeah. Locals lang tayo.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Again, enjoy. This is With You by John Stephen Bodlett.
Your eyes makes me ask myself why. Your smile makes me stay for a while. You were wise and you were so very nice. You're so fine and you are so very kind. People may see you so different, but for me you're one of a kind. You were an angel that God sent for me in your mind. I wanna see the sunrise with you, sunset too. I wanna cherish the life with you and hold your hands till you die. La 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 la. Your voice is a blessing noise. Hysterical laugh makes my day full of love. People may see you so different. For me, you're one of a kind. You were an angel that God sent. For me, you're mine. I wanna see the sunrise with you. Sunset too. I wanna cherish the life with you and hold your hands till we die. Every part of you is the best. Your life too. Sunset too. I wanna cherish the life with you and hold your hands. I wanna see the sunrise with you and the sunset too. I wanna cherish the life with you and hold your hands till we die.
And we are back to We Apologize in Advance. As you can see, we are wearing different clothes. Why is that so? Because this segment was shot a day after the last segment. Why? tell the audience, Mika, why?
Because somebody got fucked. And it was him.
No, no. It was both of us.
So drunk.
Tangina. No, gago. Mika, ikaw nga nag-request, can we like do this sometime? Tangina, sobrang weak shit. Ako, Gia.
Oh, dude, I didn't, gago.
Uloy, gago.
I didn't.
You asked. Oh, ikaw.
No, din.
Gago, ikaw. Legit. Legit, ikaw talaga. Legit. Tangina, pwede ba next time?
No, wala kang proof.
Tangina mo? Gago. Wait. Anyway, so what happened in the past 24 hours was fucking crazy. Fuck. Tangina. Dude, Chadwick Boseman is dead. Tangina. Like, sobrang biglaan lang. Sobrang, what? He has...
No, he had cancer na for the longest time, eh. Yeah. He just kept it a secret for
him. Yeah, yeah. Rest in peace to Chadwick Boseman. Wakanda
yeah,
forever.
Peace. Respect.
Anyway, in the past 24 hours, what we did was Mika was doing Mika stuff, and me, I tried to apply sa isang yung online tutorial shit, yung tuturo ka ng English.
Yeah, sobrang bobo.
This was the but dumbest shit I've ever done. Ikaw Mika, kwento mo ano nangyari. Mas nakakatawa pag ikaw magkwento.
So Jose, ganito yun. So he was like, I'ma apply for his work, parang online tutor siya for like English. So what he did was, he applied, diba? So syempre, ready, apply. Syempre, di babasahin yung instructions, diba? Kasi excited na siya. So, putang ina. Okay, shoot siya. Answer siya ng questions and all that. At the end, he sees na,
oh, kailangan formal attire, and then you should have the proper microphone or like the headset for it. And he was just like, fuck, ang bobo ho. Tapos yung background niya sobrang kala. Yan, that exact background. Yan yung background niya.
Pati yung suit ko, gago. Bobo. Mag-a-apply ako for online tutor. Tapos ito literal lahat, pati yung mic ganito. Tayo na yan, kita mo yan. Yan yung mic. Sobrang bobo, sobrang gago. Sobrang sabog ang mood. Di pa ako nakainom na.
Sabaw.
So anyway.
Like a plain background din eh.
Fuck you. So anyway, let's go to our second segment, which is our favorite, titled Sex O'Clock. This Sex O'Clock is about man blames cat for getting wife pregnant after it poked holes in the condom. This shit. I don't understand how could you be so irresponsible with condoms for this to happen? Anyway, so the story is there's this couple who have their own child na. So whole family, two parents and one child. And wala na silang plano mag anak ng isa pa. So the asawa, the woman wasn't taking any pills anymore. Kasi it makes her feel like shit. So what they did was they use condoms now. But unfortunately for them, they have this motherfucking asshole cat who fucking hates Q-tips, who likes to play with Q-tips. So what does the Q-tip have to do with this story? Well, kasi yung the guy who owns the condoms put it near the Q-tips.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
carry on.
The cat fucking fucked up everything inside the Q-tips and near it. And so this guy saw the shit. Saw the fucking clutter. The thing, his mistake was he used the condom. Because he thought, ay, baka nahulog lang. Baka nahulog na ng pusa.
That's so stupid though. Like, dapat kita niya if like something happened with that, diba? Because for sure, it's gonna be obvious.
Maybe maliit kasi. Maliit yung ano, yung butas. But still, ako play safe ako sa condoms eh. Tangina. Don't be that dumb. Putangina. Like, so yeah. So that's what happened. So they used the condom, and a few weeks later, the wife has been feeling nausea and all that pregnancy scare shit.
Prego. She got prego.
She got preggers, motherfucker. She got
unplanned
preggers.
Child.
Unplanned. And this happened during the pandemic.
Oh wait, no shit, that's recently lang pala. Damn.
Yep. So yeah. Putang ina. All I can say is why? Why? Why do men like this exist though? Men that aren't like me.
I don't know. Wow.
Play safe. Use safe sex. Practice safe sex, diba? Like, ano? Bakit? Bakit, Mika? Ano masasabi mo sa safe sex?
That's pwede.
It's pwede.
It should be that way.
What
do you mean? Go protected, not unprotected.
Wow. I'm shocked. Is that really you, Mika? Tangina, gago, scripted ang puta.
Dane, gago.
Dane.
It's for real.
Tangina, just remembered I have two cats. And
yeah, you have two evil cats, so I hope they do that to you. The joke lang.
No, I have two cats, pero tayna, since I know how fucking how cats could be fucking assholes all the time. Most of my shit, the important shit, I hide them properly, or place them in a safe place where cats
won't
fuck
with it.
Doesn't
Cookie jump on everything?
She does, but still, it's all about placement, diba? Yeah. So, moral of the story is be a fucking responsible adult.
Yeah, be like him.
Yes, be like
me. Be like me, yeah.
Be like me. Don't be like me, ka pare.
Fuck you, man. Fuck you.
Fuck you too. Tang ina, may kakwento dapat ako pero nalimutan ko, gago. Lost thought, gago.
Bobo. So, fun fact for today. We're filming sober. Sad.
Yes.
Wala lang, sad siya. So, we're sober as fuck.
I'm kind of hungover pa rin from last night, dude.
What a weak ass bitch.
Tangina, ikaw nga eh. Gago. Pag napanood mo yung ano, yung first segment, tangina. Halatang fucked up.
I know.
Last segment was like the most fucked up segment we've ever done. Don't you agree?
No shit.
Tangina, man.
Damn.
Mika does not remember the shit that she said last night. Tangina, ganun kalala.
Dude, I honestly don't.
Dude, you called the girl
what?
A bitch.
I'm trying to remember, but like, no.
You called the girl a bitch multiple times.
She was being a bitch, so that's fine. I speak the truth. She's a bitch. A fucking ass bitch. You know.
So, talking about condoms, you love... You guys watching right now, why don't you guys comment? Do you like using condoms, or do you do the pull-out method? Yeah. It also
pull-out method.
Wow, sobrang dangerous.
That's bad.
Living dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Yes. Or the easiest one is pills. Easy for the guy, but for the girl, it's gonna be fucking. It's gonna be hell, I know. Tangina, man. Tangina, man. Imagine mo yun. Imagine mo yun yung situation ng lalaki. How much do condoms cost? Like, fucking...
I don't know.
100 pesos or lower? Kasi ako binibili ko is 60 pesos eh. Pero Durex siya, so good shit yun. Ano lang, imagine mo, sa ganung presyo, 100 pesos, you can
What would you rather get? Isang box nun, or isang bote ng alak? Isang bote ng alak.
Fucking alcoholic, motherfucker. Tangina. So imagine mo yun, with sa halagang 100 plus or lower, you can alter your life. Because it's like, it's a big decision to make.
Would you rather buy
that tapos,
or buy Yossi?
Yeah, tapos that guy was being stupid and thought, pwede pa to? O, ito yung nangyari. Magkano child support? Magkano fucking... tuition fee, magkano pakain, di ba? Alam mo yun, putang
ina. Labor and all that.
Exactly.
Fuck that.
Don't have
you
kids.
You have so much shit to do.
Lesson of the day, don't have kids.
Have pets instead.
Exactly. Magpakapon na lang kayo, putang ina. Kasi ako actually, ako to be honest, wala akong plano magkaroon ng anak. How about you, Mika?
I don't know. I want to have like just dogs and cats and then just be far.
How about a spouse?
I don't know.
Ako, I see myself having to live a life with a significant other. I mean, do it's kasi diba, I'll be quoting I forgot this band, pero yeah, sabi niya is two is better than one. Come on,
boys like girls.
Two is better than one. Come on, diba, miga? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, ina, like,
true.
Imagine mo single ka habang buhay. Medyo hassle yun. Lalo na pag tumanda ka na talaga ng todo. Tapos, parang pag gusto mo kumantot.
That's diba? True though.
Diba? 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 Mm. Imagine mo yun, kantot agad inisip ko.
Oh man, that's so you. Typical you.
Butang ina. Pero diba?
And toots.
Pero, two is better than one naman talaga. In given the context, like,
mm-hmm.
I don't see myself being lonely. I mean, it's hard being lonely, man.
Paanong lonely?
So lonely, so lonely, so lonely. Sorry. Tayo na. Hindi pa ako nakainom nito, ah. Okay, yeah. So yeah, that does it for 6 o'clock. Lesson of the story is don't have kids and don't skimp out on condoms because that will alter your life forever. So, we are going to play another original music from this band named Moonlight Melodrama, and the Blood title
Melodrama
of the song is Ala Ala.
Ala Ala.
Memories bring back memories, bring back you. I'm sorry. All right, so we'll see you later. Bye bye.
Oops.
Thank you. And welcome back to We Apologize in Advance. And yes, we drank during the fucking break. And yes, we are fucked up right now.
Only I'm not fucked up. He's fucked up. I'm all good. So, you know.
Ang dami naming kalat nung break. Buti na lang din na record.
Kalat mo lang. Wala akong
so,
kalat.
So, yeah, Mika was doing a Yossi and the Alak break while I was just doing Alak and talking to her.
I don't Yossi anymore.
Yeah. It's been a month since her last Yossi. Pangina, claps for
I just
her.
Out.
Claps for me. Ka.
Thanks, y'all.
So anyway, let's go to our third and final segment, which is titled Over Being Sober. Yes. Over being sober. So, Mika, let's talk about this topic, this article.
So, our topic for tonight, for today, is about this fucking dude who fucking sticks up a fucking cannabis up his damn nose and he forgets about it for 18 years. Imagine my own putang ina. 18 years, meron kang stash sa ilong mo, and then you find out about it. I would be the happiest person if that happened to me, dude. Like, I'll just be like, casually picking my nose, like, something's like wrong with my brain or whatever. I'm gonna be like, uy, puto na min, meron akong marijuana.
Tayo na, pare. Damo sa ilong ko, pare. Damo sa ilong ko.
Damo, putang ina. Lasang bago, pero luma. Alam mo yun?
Lasang bago.
Yeah, I quoted your song. I'm sorry, I had to.
Fuck you. I love you. Anyway, this kind of shit reminds me of that time that we were looking at my dad's old stuff memorabilia from his youthful days. Tapos meron siya dun. He had a joint, pare. My dad had Yeah, my dad had this small joint that was like there for like since the 90s. He was like, uy, tangina gago, may damo pa ako dito. Like, aren't you gonna smoke that? Nope, alright. Tinapon niya.
Oh, he then? What? Sayang gago. I mean, siguro wala na siyang amateur by now, pero still.
Yeah, yeah.
You never know.
It's like, it's not like alak, alright? So
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
Anyway, going back to the topic, this dude sticks cannabis up his nose and he forgot about it for 18 years. So tell me, Mika, why the fuck did this dude put cannabis in his nose?
Well, according to the article, he was arrested for something. Did it say about why he was arrested?
No.
So something like that. He was arrested. And like his girlfriend wanted him to have something while he's in prison. So yeah, so they implanted this fucking putang inang cannabis up his nose. So parang alam mo yun, parang may stash siya while he's there, just gonna be chill and all that. But then he forgets about it. So that's fucking dumb as fuck.
He snorted it up eh, kasi tapos
yeah.
Parang nasobrad sa pag-snort, hindi niya makuha. So like, putang ina.
Oh.
What the fuck?
I wouldn't. I mean, like, I would control that snort. I'll be like, I gotta smoke it once I get there so that I'll be chill. Para steady lang.
Better do it. It's 18 years. How would you forget that?
That's true. I mean, if siguro he for kunwari lang na he forgot about it, para. You know, because if they do find out about it, he can be imprisoned for a longer time, pa, diba? I don't know when this article came out, pero if ever, no, hindi pa siya legal, pwede siyang makulong, di ba? Kasi hindi pa siya legal. So, baka that's why. That's why he worked for 18 years.
He was already kulong that time, so nothing to lose.
I mean, if they do find out pa rin, di ba? It's gonna add up to the years. He's gonna be in the fucking kulungan.
Tang ina, sobrang wak. Sobrang wak na malilimutan mo may daboy ilong mo. The fact na malilimutan mo for fucking 18 years.
Diba?
Pero gago, when he turned, like, he turned 48, the motherfucker finally realized that his breathtaking situation, basically, nagka-problema na siya. Yeah, there was a problem already. Nagka-problema na siya sa pakinga. Puta eh, no? So,
what? The fuck, bro?
Ang inang yan, gago, sobrang fucked up. Like, ay naman. May amo yun eh. May amo yun. Paano malilimutan yun?
Yeah, there Tsaka for sure, gago, question, dude. So, sobrang maamoy niya talaga yun. Kasi it smells so, diba? So, parang, I don't know. It's just like a dumb decision or like a dumb thing to do. Or I don't know.
Would you do it, Mika? Given the opportunity?
If
you went to prison and you had this chance to start, it's just, to bring your stack of fucking weed.
Would? But I'd smoke it right away.
How would you smoke
it? Or like, dude, forever, and if you have a fucking, you can use a fucking canard, but it's your like breakfast, lunch, dinner, or whatever. You can use, excuse me, sorry, like a fruit. You can use a fruit to smoke that.
Whoa. Whoa, how?
Yeah, you can.
How?
You can fucking use an apple, a banana,
Hideo wants to know your location.
Apple. Ay, putang ina. Sorry po, innocent po ako. Hindi ko po alam ko ano yun.
Tangina mo.
I'm innocent po, di ko alam. I think you should look for Keen Kupal's location. Kasi
fuck you, gago. Sure I am clean as fuck, dude. I am so fucking clean.
I am the cleanest person you'll ever meet. So super lasing na siya. So hindi na kaya
I'm super drunk right now. Kailangan ko mag-comeback kasi I don't know. The second segment was kind of like I don't know what I was doing. But now I still don't know what I'm doing, but
same.
At the same time it's a good thing.
Mhm.
And sinisipon ako, as you can see. I'm sorry. And Mika is eating a yakisoba right now, which is nakakainis. Let me just point out this is my first episode na wala akong notes. So this is
it is. Yeah. So wait, guys, let's give him a fucking round of applause because he doesn't have his fucking
I'm kind of confused, though. I don't know what to say. I don't know what... I don't know what
Just go with the flow, man. Go with the flow.
Go with the flow?
Red waves.
Do you go with the flow, ba, Mika?
I go with the flow, always.
Anong flow
if the yan? Waves are good.
Oh, the waves are good.
Depends.
Are the waves good, Mika?
Very good.
Oh. Wait, really? It's very good.
Hoy, let's go back to the top. The topic. The topic, bro. Sorry, talking about this dude.
Alright, let's go back to the topic. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. It's the alcohol working. So, yeah, there's a CT scan. And I'm going to show it right now. And, yeah, there's this CT scan. I'm showing it via the edit, so yeah. So yeah,
via the edit.
That's the fucking cannabis up his nose, though. Yeah. Imagine if you were like super fucking creative and you were like,
You'll just light up your fucking nose para to get that high. Kasi sobrang
lisip. Dude, you actually can. You remember the video you sent me? Puta ka na, dude. I wanna try that.
You are fucked up.
Yeah.
You wanna try that.
Puta ka na, gago. Like, dude, you gotta improvise when you don't have anything. You gotta improvise, for sure.
Man, it's kinda stupid na nagdala siya ng weed sa loob ng prison. Because,
So, yeah. It's all stupid. You want amats? Fuck you, Lance.
No, no, no. Sige, may amats ka. Pero paano ka makakamunchies? In fucking prison!
Ay, Kiki.
Diba?
You don't always need fucking munchies when you're amats. Pero mas hurt pag may amats tapos may munchies ka.
Lugi yun pa. Ay, lugi. It's super lugi. Super lugi.
It is lugi. Imagine like what you could eat, like whatever you're craving for.
Sobrang sayang ng Mary Jane. Anyway, let's go back to the man. So, the man can breathe properly now kasi after 18 years na nararamdam niya effects ng cannabis sa ilong niya. Nagkakaroon na parang infections. Putang ina, gago. And they say natural is good for the body. Look what happened to him.
Kasi dude, it's like sa putang ina ng ilong niya. So, you know.
So, lesson of the day. Don't bring cannabis in fucking prison. Or don't forget that you put cannabis up your nose. Putang ina. What the fuck?
Or just don't put anything up your nose because that's fucking dumb as fuck. And then you forget about it.
Can dicks fit inside the nose though?
I want to know.
That's true.
No, it's not Kasha. Ha!
Come inside your nose.
That's fucked.
Sobrang petics na episode na to, gago. I have to make notes again next time. Ang hirap po lang notes, nahirapan ako.
Why?
Look, I don't know what to say. I'm super like, the weighing part is super difficult for me.
Just go with the flow, dude.
Wait, so should we end this now?
I don't know. You don't need your notes, though.
I don't know what else to
say. You think you do. We can say that. That's it for today, folks.
So, anyway, that's it for this fucking dumb episode. This was a really shitty episode. Let's be honest.
It is. Very, very, very.
It's super
low. We are
low
very
quality.
Sorry.
We are so sorry. We are so sorry for wasting your time. But, putang ina niyo for you guys watching this episode. That means there's a lot of fucked up people like us watching this. So, I've been a Keen Kupal.
And I've been Mika Maldita, bitches.
And we are signing off. Goodbye, motherfuckers.
Goodbye, motherfuckers.